This poem is called Death Path. Once upon a winded path I strolled, I witnessed a man no older than I. This story, though long, must be told, for it is a mystery, and I know not why. He carried an umbrella as opaque as sheer night, his hair was dark and dull. But I saw as he passed a looming street light that his face was not of flesh, but a blood-tainted skull. And on that path I deemed him death, for no mortal man was like him. His gait was perfect, he breathed no breath, yet the air was so awfully grim. We walked in sync, like a pendulum clock, our steps echoed in the forest. Suddenly he stopped, and our eyes interlocked. I gazed, lost, like a demented tourist. In his eyes was a distant world, a world so close I could taste it. In that same instant, my soul unfurled, in such violent glory my body split. He spoke in loud and distorted tones, for he was ready to unleash his wrath. The pitch crescendo rattled my bones as we stood on the familiar path. Once, upon a winded path, I cried. I met an undead man named Death. He was I, and I had died, so I had prepared for my second death. I knew the distant world I had seen was my own, laced with past lies and inane deceptions. But one thing that will forever be left unknown is how reality could be reduced to forged conceptions. On that path there was no reality. My thoughts had turned to fears. They gained life and were no longer fantasy, relishing the sorrow from previous years. Perchance it was just a dream? Had I hid behind my face? Here fears are not what they truly seem, and so my life is utter disgrace. Perchance death was me haunting that paved road, and perchance the things I see are things best left untold.